Good morning, players. How's it going? Oh, man, I'm feeling good today. What a good sleep. Holy crap. Sorry, got a bit excited there. But honestly, Molly and I slept so, so deeply. I have no idea if what we said last night to say goodbye made any sense because we were absolutely wiped out. So tired. There's something about finishing a day and, like, you know, you got a warm belly after food and you sat around a fire that just absolutely kills your brain cells and just makes you an absolute vegetable just before you go to bed. But it does mean you get such deep, deep, deep sleep. Waking up this morning was pretty tough. I woke up to the sound of Gilligan and Nick leaving and woke up to a lot of bird song. So many different birds chirping away. There were mountain chickadees jumping around in the tree above us. Those are such cute little birds, with like these nice, they've kind of got like a black ring going around their chin and over the top of their heads. Nice little kind of bluish grey colour to their wings and a white breast. There were also white-breasted nuthatches flying around, which look kind of similar apart from they don't have the black going underneath their chin, it's just black on top of the head. And of course the booming, the ever ongoing booming of male grouse up in trees all around us trying to find themselves a mate. Poor guys, they are always calling. They were calling last night and then they're calling this morning. God damn, it's a tough life. But yeah, it's just such a beautiful morning to wake up to. Patchy, cloudy sky, lots of blue out there though. There's when I went to check on the shoes, I looked to my left down the valley that we came from yesterday and I could see clouds literally rolling their way over the mountains. Now when I say rolling, like, I don't mean just going over the top. I mean the clouds were super low elevation, gliding like really, really fast towards the mountains, slamming to the side of the mountains. They then vortex their way up the slopes and then just over the summit, and they kind of like roll off, like literally like vortexing off, and then they glide off at higher elevation super fast, and it's just absolutely beautiful to watch. You can tell I'm in a good mood today. I think that's good because today might be quite a tough one. We're climbing quite a lot of elevation today. I think we're going up to just over 11,000 feet. Don't know where we're at now, but all I know is that we've got two passes to do today. Island Pass, which is like a smaller one, like small rounded hill, and then we've got Donahue Pass, which is a tall peak. So we've got these two to go, bang bang, and then we drop down the other side, camping somewhere, not too sure where. Kind of thinking, rumor had it yesterday that we were going for like a 15 miler or so. The others are trying to plan it around their trip to the Yosemite Valley, and they want to get to their junction tomorrow at some point, tomorrow, kind of like late afternoon, because Ptolemy Road is now open, so they can hitch to Yosemite Valley from there at certain times of day. So we're about like 25 miles away from there. So yeah, I think the plan was like 15 miles today, 10 miles the next day until we get to the junction. Molly and I will then press onwards, because we're not going there, which is sad. It's going to be sad to say goodbye. But we're thinking about today. It's a beautiful day, beautiful morning, and we're just going to pack up and be on our roll. Move my micro spikes to the back of my bag today so that every time I bend down I don't get slapped in the face by spikes. But it now means they're just like jingling on the back. Not sure if you can hear that. So annoying, and they're rattling against my ice axe too. An unnecessary metallic noise. Without it, it's so quiet and peaceful here. It's kind of annoying that I'm breaking that, but I can't be bothered to move it around. Whoopsie, my bad. It's been a lovely walk so far. I think we're on like 3 or 4 miles now or something. It was obviously straight uphill from where we were camping, but now we're going down a little bit. When I say uphill, I don't mean we went up and over a hill. We've just been traversing along the same side of the range. Essentially, there's like down below me on my left hand side, there's a valley and a range of mountains on that side of the valley. but I'm traversing along the right hand side of the valley right now. And it's been lovely, nice and dry, not too much snow. Patches here, there and everywhere, which are pretty damn slippery, I won't lie to you. There was one bit, as you came around a corner, there was like a wall of ice that curved around this mini bowl, like half bowl, and covered a little waterfall. So you had to traverse along that, and it wasn't anything bad, it wasn't anything dangerous, but we're not wearing microspikes today because we're spending most of the time walking on dry ground. So all the little footsteps that were put in there were super slippery. So that took a little bit of time to traverse along there. And then since then, that's like when the descent started, and we've switched back down a little bit and gone across a few more patches of snow, but nothing too bad. Up on the right-hand side of the slope, it's not too forested, it's actually more meadow-like. Sagebrush is the dominant shrub up there, and it gives this really lovely blue-green colour to the hill. It's only cut through by the occasional juniper tree, aspen groves, and species of pine in general, just standing individually out in the middle of the exposed meadow, basically. And then, of course, the occasional small waterfall coming down. On the other side of the valley, there's much larger waterfalls, far taller peaks, and far more snow cover. So obviously a lot of water flow down there. But on this side, it's only small, falling a little trickle now. I'm just passing over a snow patch down to the other side of the path. So slippery this morning, I don't know why, particularly today. There you go. So this is a classic example right now, where I'm on the path, but I can't actually walk on the path, because the path itself is just a stream. You guys can probably hear, there you go, so you have to crisscross side to side, switching back across the trail just to keep your feet at least a little bit dry. But I'm sure we're going to get them wet later anyway, at some sort of crossing. Oh, there we go. And then it dives off down a little crack on the side of the trail. Makes itself a mini waterfall. And then here's another one rolling its way down the jaggedy, sharp igneous rocks there, just to my right. Like granite, I think. A lot of these rocks are like rusted colour. I'm not too sure what it's about. Maybe they've got high iron content and it's oxidising or something, but they're this lovely, almost the same colour as the redwood cedars that we have around here. Kind of rusty orange red with patches of black in amongst it all. Oh, some nice little waterfall that. Do need to collect water at some point, but I'm not feeling too bad, particularly on this downhill. Don't really want to kill time collecting water when I can make up more ground just walking and then collecting water later when I'm actually fully out. Definitely haven't drank enough yet though. It's just beautiful, like on that slope on my right where it's all meadowy and sagebrushy. I just always expect to see black bears just among there, or at least deer. It just looks so perfect. It's so beautiful. I'm thankful for these aspen trees too. I think, I'm pretty sure they're aspen. That's what everyone's been calling them, but I'm not too sure. Like I said, I'm not the best when it comes to my tree species. Okay, just going to descend down over some snow through a forest, so I'll meet you guys on the other side.
Is Sobo doing the same thing? Is she going to come out? Oh.
Yeah, he's got, Sugar Glider's got the fanny pack though.
Yes!
It's great.
Yes! What's up, Sugar Glider?
What's up?
It's great.
Oh my god!
Did you pass the JMTers?
Yeah!
Were they like, what the fuck?
They were like, hike naked day? Make sure you put on something.
Hike naked!
Make sure you put on something.
Oh no, it's great.
I feel like I'm it's like awesome. Perfectly covered.
No, it's fine. Yeah, everything's really covered.
We can rig that up.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
I'm like surprised. That, yeah. Like, you know.
It stays
yeah, you can't yeah. see anything.
Jeez,
I'm impressed.
All right.
It's when they walk away.
I'm gonna keep counting out the miles. I'm in the zone right now.
That just makes it funnier.
I think there's 4.5 till
the island.
At least like 2.5 the passes. Yeah.
Cool. The lake's in 2.5?
Yeah.
Ooh, I might swim.
I was gonna go swimming. Yeah.
Hey guys! Woo! Look at these dishes.
Woo! For Sobo, let Sobo to come up.
Yeah, Sobo runs out nothing.
The bachelorette. I'm naked and afraid.
Because you can find them. Yeah. That was
funny.
Because he's her rescuer.
Your guy just got lost in his face all day.
Ah, brilliant! And then they walked over the hill.
That's so true.
I completely forgot it was Hike Naked Day until that. Good dedication, I like it.
Do you think Sobo will have done it?
She's a wild card.
She's such a wild card.
She's like a dark horse in any situation.
I can totally see her running over that hill completely naked, no buff or anything.
Yeah.
At the same time, no.
Yeah. It must be nice to be that unpredictable.
So, today is the 21st of June. It's the longest day of the year. I think I got that right. Bear with. It is the 21st of June, and it is the longest day of the year, and that marks Hike Naked Day, which means some people on the trail are hiking naked. So far I've only seen two people, and you guys heard it earlier. It was Crush, good old Crush, and Sugar, I always want to call him Sugar Plum. Damn, what is Sugar? Completely forgotten, but those two guys came past us naked earlier with nothing but buffs covering their hoo-has in a style actually that was really good. You couldn't see anything. Yeah, you got the picture, you know. It was cool. So far for me and the rest of the group, clothes have remained on, and that'll probably be how it is. Though we are walking up now to the island. Whoops. I think it's called a Thousand Island Lakes, something like that, which is where we are going over Island Pass, which is the first pass of the day. And yeah, who knows, if they're really nice lakes and they're not frozen, might take a little dip in, that'd be quite nice. Molly is just looking at gut hooks now to see where the hell we're going, because today's been a day of losing the trail significantly. Just don't know where it goes. Snow, patches. This is the worst when it's like patchy snow, because you see the trail and you walk along quite fast for a little bit, and then you hit a patch of snow and you follow the footprints, and then the footprints go on for a while until the snow clears again, and then when the snow clears there's no trail, and you're just like, well, where's this gone then? And what tends to happen is that you have to go up or downhill in order to find it. Molly's found it. And it's straight on, so that's good. That's not too bad. We weren't too far off. Oh, but it is tiring and slow work. Man. So yeah, we're walking up towards Island Pass now, which isn't anything too big. I'm expecting it just to be a hill, but I think we're starting the hill now. And it's a hill. You know, it's tiring to walk up, as all hills are when you have to walk through the snow.
So this is the path.
This isn't the path.
Like
the
three miles. When did I pass you, dude?
It doesn't go up.
Which path?
Island or Donkey?
Island. Were you taking a break?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm okay, how are you?
You're good. I'm tired, man. I'm feeling today.
Stomach says no.
Yeah, right.
What's the time? We do lunch.
Let me just sit down before you go.
Yeah. Oh, your bag's so heavy. God, this is beautiful. Let's just have lunch. I'm hungry. I haven't actually. Oh, I'm in such a comfy spot right now.
Mate, me too.
It's warm as well.
around like an
apparently octopus. Apparently Sobo got lost again.
Oh really? Yeah. That's a surprise.
Well, she got back on trail. Yeah. So I guess if you didn't see her, she got lost.
I think she
it was funny because
she
told
naked?
Me that like the reason she's so slow in the snow is because she gets lost for 2 hours every day.
Two?
I'm like,
how can they get lost 2 hours every day?
I don't know.
I don't know how she does it.
She's amazing at it, and it's hilarious.
I've always been interested.
She's a kid.
Like, yeah. Is this the trail over here? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh. Every day I see her.
I really
want to
see her.
She does have got
hooks.
That's
I know. I wish she GPS tracked every day.
How close she is, yeah.
How many extra miles do you think Sobo's done?
She's actually like the best hiker of us all. She just does double the...
Yeah, she does. And she just hikes for so long too and keeps going.
Something like 9.
Well, the PCT is just too short for you and to make a 4,000 mile hike out of it.
Yeah. Pick her up. Was she doing hike naked?
Nah, when I saw her, she was still close. But it was like fucking, it was like 9 o'clock in the morning, so it's still close.
That's fine.
I forget we have it.
It's tough.
Really good. I mean,
the cloud's so cool, reflected in the snow.
Yeah.
It's a cool mountain.
It looks like a picture.
I know.
It did, it looks like a postcard.
Yeah.
That's the marmit call, yeah, right there. Marmot. You heard him?
Is that what that noise is? Yeah.
He was hanging out over here earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we spilled some pretzels, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, he came so fucking
close. Yeah.
He was underneath of this tree right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like,
that's cool.
Dude, how cold are you?
Huh?
How cold
are you? Are you cold?
I'm just trying to dry it out.
Oh,
I think the sunlight looks bad.
What did Tom do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I was like, dude, Tom, when
sorry,
I walked,
Tom.
When I walked by, oh shit, everyone else that you've been hiking with, they're all like, dude, they thought I was you. No, they're like confused. They're like, Crush, you look exactly like that guy from England. I'm like, yeah, we've been getting that since like the start of the trail.
They look so different.
I don't see it at all.
It's just long hair.
We have curly hair.
Yeah, you're just long haired.
But they don't even.
But also,
their curls
like,
are so different.
You guys are different heights.
Yeah.
Like significantly different heights.
Yeah, you don't really notice the height on most people.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Like if you're someone's tall, the other person feels tall.
Yeah. Right.
But I can see like the hair and.
Yeah.
We have glasses
beard
on.
Beard and glasses.
You know
I
what
I kind of go in your head.
You know what I think it is. You have the same silhouette.
The
right?
Same.
Go on.
Look at them. Like, with their, when they both have their hats on. Like, your outline.
Yeah, ball cap and then just.
Yeah, with like poop,
I'll
like
tell
hair
you how to know for sure. Just talk to us.
I was like, this is a really good
It's the easiest way. If you don't know, just don't lead with a name or anything. Just talk and then you'll know.
Accent?
I'm really cool.
Does it sound like crap?
Does it sound like someone who smoked a pound of weed or someone who's from Britain?
Don't kill it.
It's not the best.
We need it. Just outline their bodies.
I mean. You could always try impersonating me and really throw people off.
That's what the one people
so
thought, though. They thought I was putting on a British accent.
Yeah,
what the one guy, he's like,
oh, so they thought I'm an
I thought that you were putting on an accent, then I realized it wasn't you.
Did I tell you guys about Hong Kong Tyrone yet? Holy fuck. He's my favorite motherfucker I've met on the entire trail. So I meet this guy on the bus from El Cajon to Campo. There's like 7 through hikers who all take the bus together because it's before Scout and Frodo are hosting. And like 6 of us are sitting together and you're just, you know, talking and like, I'm so excited. Like, what do you think the first week's going to be like? When you guys plan to get to Sierra? Just, you know, typical through hiker shit. And then there's one guy, Asian gentleman, sitting on his own, like in the back of the bus, like far away from us. Doesn't say a fucking word to anyone the whole time. And like someone was like, yeah, like they looked at him and he just kind of like looked confused, like tried to involve him in the conversation, and he was like, alright, whatever. And on his way off the bus, he like walks up to the front, like first one out, and just like shakes the bus driver's hand. She goes, thank you. And he's like, oh, okay, like maybe he's like not English as a first language or like whatever, I don't know, whatever. And then like we were like sitting outside the green store and someone's like, hey man, like where are you from? And he's like, Hong Kong. And we're like, oh, cool, like, sick, like, you're, like, that's fucking badass, dude. And so, like, we start hiking, and, like, he hikes with this one guy for a few days, then we don't see him any longer, and then, somebody, like, like somebody starts being like, yo, have you seen Hong Kong lately? And like there's a group of us like referring to him as Hong Kong. And then he's like in our campsite one night, like this is like day like 7 or 8. And one of the guys in our group goes up to him and is like introducing himself because this guy didn't like start the bus with us. He's like, hi, I am Eric from New Jersey. And like Hong Kong just goes like, yo, what's up, man? I'm Tyrone.
I did hear about this guy.
Like he had just been pretending to be this Chinese tourist for the entire like first week of the trail just to fuck with people. Like he would just be like, California is so beautiful. And like, would be like, yeah, man, it's great. Like, welcome to America. And then like he was just like, he's like, yeah, man. Like, what's up? I'm Tyrone. I'm from Oakland. Like,
he's just fucking with people.
His name's also not. His actual name is Warren. But Tyrone was like the most anti
like
him name that he could think of. He was like, what's the least likely name I could come up with the top of my head for somebody that's like me? Huh?
What's his trail name?
His trail name is Hong Kong Tyrone. Which sounds like a rejected character from a Rush Hour movie.
Look at that rock split.
But yeah, he just like he's done it multiple times since he's been on trail. Like he did in Warner Springs again. Like he just switched back into Hong Kong for like a day or two. It's really funny. And he signs his trail name as with a comma in between, so it looks like there's two people. Like it's like Hong Kong, comma Tyrone. Fucking love that guy.
Know where he is?
I have no idea where he is. He was traveling with this dude from North Carolina named Bones through the desert, and then they got into Sierra, and I know Bones went home, so I don't know what the fuck is up with him. Our friend Tyrone.
What do you need, Josh?
I'm getting something crunchy in my bag here.
Yeah.
We don't have any crunch. It's
all good.
I got some crunchy in here.
Yeah. Look at the moment. Just relaxing in the summer.
It's sunning.
Me too, man.
I wish I was a marmot. Like, they look like they have the best time.
You don't wish you were a marmot. Because we would probably hunt you down and eat you.
No, I'd be good at hiding
in marmot.
Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Have you? Absolutely not, but I want to. He's got an arrow and a bow.
Have you eaten one? Did you ever meet Highlander?
I was hiding on them for a couple of weeks. He's still in the Sierra?
I have no fucking idea.
Wait, I heard he fucking ripped down Whitney on a sled.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
That's awesome. On a saucer sled.
He was the first one who went down.
And he like went down one of the chutes? Fuck me. Who? On a saucer sled.
Currently.
Who was that?
That's like him.
Yeah. Like that sounds that's in awesome. Character.
Who?
Highlander.
He was in the one that killed, right?
The German dude who wore
a kilt. Yeah, he wears a kilt.
Killed a rattlesnake and ate it. In front of me, that was cool.
Was he that old man we saw?
No.
He's like a young guy.
No, that's Iron
different.
Man.
Different.
Killed a rattlesnake, chopped its head off, like fucking filleted it, and then sauteed it in a frying pan. Nice.
I bet rattlesnake tastes quite nice, actually. Mm.
Yeah, Reg told me it was good.
Gosh, I love your Reg story.
You're like Reg's biggest fan.
I love him. He's a good guy.
That's awesome.
Who was Reg?
He was the guy whose house I stayed in Lone Pine for like 2 weeks.
He just housed me and gave me a ton of weed.
What do you call you? Do you call you Crush?
Yeah.
Son.
I just like don't stop going by my trail name. I go into a job interview after this. Hi, I'm Crush. You're like, okay.
One tip, don't go naked in it.
Yeah, like, show up like this.
What do you put it on? It's so funny, it's
hiking half the day, I see the most people on trail hiking.
I know, I've never seen this many people.
Oh, yeah.
It's like people I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Just, I haven't seen such a big group in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Did anyone know the name of that gal who sat down for a second, was like, this is weird, and then kept walking?
In the purple shirt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, the chick from Canada?
She literally sat down next to German Jesus like 15 minutes ago and then like sat down, kind of looked around and was like, and just kept walking.
This is not my
She's with that other group. So, two guys who actually
I can't remember any.
Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, Slaughterhouse. That's her name.
Her name's Slaughterhouse?
Yeah.
Jesus fuck.
Yeah, you
she worked in the Slaughterhouse sometime.
I think that's the other girl. The girl in the purple shirt.
It's a fucking metal ass trail, dude.
Okay. And what's the dude's name with the long hair?
That's Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket, yeah. And what's the other dude's name?
Gray,
yeah.
Hot Pocket, Gray, Savage, and Slaughterhouse.
Savage, yeah. I was trying to remember their names so hard, because I couldn't remember them.
Savage.
That's her last name.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's Savage and Slaughterhouse, like the two meanest chick names on the trail.
I know.
That's so funny. We've been sitting like in a Mexican place in Mammoth, and she like paid the credit card and was Savage. That's her last name. That's her Savage, her last name. Your trail name is your last name. It's like the awesome, best last name to have.
It is.
Who had the crazy last name from our group?
Ethan.
What? Like what? What kind of last name?
I got.
But funny.
It's Wigglesworth.
Is that it?
No, that wasn't it.
Mine's Aspie.
Now somebody had a like fucking ridiculous last name.
Mine's Lecklider.
No, it was like something like. Something that you'd be like, this would be like a made up name that someone would give you in middle school, like as a
Oh, it's Baloo. Hers is like Cocksmith or something like that.
The Cocksmith.
it's something like that. Cockmaster.
Cockmaster.
It is. It's something crazy. Ask her about it.
Balu.
She's still on trail?
Yeah, she was hiking up Kearsarge when I was hiking down.
Oh, cool.
She's by herself, though.
She's not with that group anymore?
She's trying to get back to them, but she just, I don't know, she wasn't ready to leave Lone Pine, or
She can be a lone wolf on her.
Yeah, for sure.
Where's, have you seen Dylan?
Dylan!
Who's Dylan?
Dylan.
Oh, yeah, I saw Dylan in Lone Pine before they did,
Whitney.
Before they did the push up the bit, like Kearsarge.
Is he still on the same group?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's hiking with, what's her name?
Sarah.
What's that?
Blazing Star.
I don't know, what's her real name?
Sarah.
No. The tall Danish girl?
No, that doesn't sound right. It was Dylan Blue. That one, like his girlfriend?
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah, okay, I was thinking there was a different chick. And then who else hikes with him?
I thought he was
Nicole.
Olivia.
That's who I was thinking of.
Drop
I don't know. Like, I'm really bad at names. And I was just in town for so long. I literally saw, like,
everyone
who passed through. It was like, I knew about everyone at some point.
Alan, sit fire.
Have you been wearing your holy socks, Nick?
Pardon?
Your holy socks?
Yeah, but the duct tape came off.
Damn.
Your holy duct tape? Socks?
Oh, I put a hole in my sock last night.
Yeah, I put a hole in two pairs. I'm really thrilled about it.
I burned one sock.
I think I lost a pair of socks too.
Fuck.
I'm just losing shit left and right, man.
Did you find your sunglasses or are they gone?
Yeah,
burned shoes?
Yeah.
Were they okay?
Yeah, we have like 12 left.
They just have holes, like my shoes on right now, have little holes in them.
Yeah.
And like the front of them got really hot, it started delaminating a little bit. They're all soft.
And then how many are tomorrow to the junction?
Oh, yeah.
depends on where we came. Well, there are 200 miles. If we camp right at the base, I think it's like 7 to 9-ish to the
bottom. The bottom
Oh, there's like total
flat. Or I started wearing them kind of new meadows. I have to fix every day. I have to get them some new ones.
You know what would be really nice if the trail angel decides to drive up between 9 and 10, stay there, and leave between 3 and 4. And just do trail and magic.
Oh, that'd be so great.
You switched out the newer one.
I feel like the trail angel days are over.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You never know, though. When you least expect it's when you get it sometimes.
That's true. Well,
it's crazy that the two like places that you can stay are right within 20 miles of each other, and then there's nothing for the whole of the rest of the trail. Like Aqua Dulce and Hiker Heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, Fastidina.
I don't know. I think there's Trail Angels places all over the trail. It's just those are the well-known ones.
Yeah, but isn't that like weird that they're within 20 miles of each other?
That stretch was kind of crazy. Like 40 miles was like three places to stay.
Zero.
Did not go very fast between the Acton KOA and Green Valley.
Yeah, the KOA.
And then we stopped at the next fucking town in Lake Hughes. We went into to go to the bar. And then all you can eat spaghetti special for like $7.99.
You went to that place?
Yeah.
I thought about it. It was too
really
late in the day though.
And stumbled back on the trail, then slept in that cave.
Did you sleep in one of the caves?
Yeah. I wish I would have.
We had to escort a bat out when we arrived, and then it was ours.
Which one did you sleep in? Like
the one that had a small entrance, but it was really, really
cool. Yeah,
yeah.
That was scary.
So
not really.
It was so dusty.
It was like the dustiness kind of calmed down once everyone stopped moving around.
Yeah. That's cool.
It was nice. It was there was like candles in there and we lit them. It was really, really cool.
Oh yeah, I remember the tea lights.
Mm. Ooh shit. Nap time?
Yeah, I think so.
I was the last one to leave camp. I was trying to get up at 4 this morning.
Oh, that went well.
That didn't happen.
Everybody got out of camp late, even.
I know, that was kind of why I ended up not getting up, because everyone else was still chilling. I'm like, okay, I can chill too.
Yeah, I was like ready to go, and then I had to poop again.
Classic.
You hate when that happens.
I just deny my body when it tries to do the double poop. I'm like, no.
The double poop.
It's a dangerous game.
Triple
denying
poop.
Your body.
Triple poop is the worst.
Ooh. That was this morning.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't get on the fucking trail till 7.
The tripod?
The tripod.
You guys still weren't all fucking awake.
Yeah.
I need to. You guys are all faster than me. Like, if I don't get a fucking head start, you guys fly by me. I never see you again.
No. I'm all that so off much with everybody again.
Yeah. You guys always catch me at lunch. Like, this is like the rhythm right now. It's like I leave early and then you guys catch me at lunch. And then you beat me to camp and I like roll in sometime.
I don't know.
That's not true. I actually hate zeroing a lot.
I think more than two.
I think you're just scarred.
I am. I like forever will hate zeros from now on. Just had too many of them. I'm getting close to a month of zeros.
I haven't counted mine, but I'm pretty fucking getting there too.
Yeah. I bet I already have a month.
Like I've zeroed like every fucking chance I get.
Yeah, me
see
too.
See you on
trail.
Yeah,
see you,
man.
But that is close. You look like such a smaller human. Like it's just the pack and these like two peg legs. Right?
I feel like a lot of the guys with those clothes look like smaller humans.
Yeah, the dudes are definitely the ones who wither away way faster than the chicks.
I know, we get so swole, we're like, rah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on here?
So are the rest of your crew hiking naked, Sugar Rider?
I have no idea. I highly doubt it.
You know?
Maybe one. Maybe. I don't know, I haven't seen them. Like, so I don't know where they're at. I know they're behind me, or maybe ahead of me.
The pit stop is the usually hike group. Where's he?
Yeah. Where's he at?
Yeah.
I don't know, so I left town yesterday, like, at 2:30.
Okay.
And he was back watching the soccer game.
He was still at the post office at like 3:30.
Wait, did the pit stop say
because we were there? But he said he was gonna hike out. Good.
Yeah, he said he was gonna hike out.
No, that was all in.
What time did you guys get back on the trail?
We got to the trailhead and then camped at the trailhead.
And oh, not yesterday, the day before.
That was the day before.
Oh, okay. I was like, holy shit.
No. And then yesterday we hiked to spot that was like 7 miles back.
Okay.
We just came to the trailhead like not far.
Yeah.
22.
That's not that good.
You're gonna eat it anyway, aren't you?
That's true.
The best is when Tom had like the 3-day-old open tuna pack.
Oh my God.
That was like, it had been like in the sun and he ate it.
That was like immediately before or after kind of like the
pack. Was it good?
No.
Okay.
No.
At least you're honest about it. I'd be like, dude, this is the best thing ever.
It was from like the pound store. The dollar store.
The pound store.
Oh, so it was already expired, would you say?
Yeah, it was like cat food.
To begin with, and then it like started turning gray.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks fucked up.
I would never attempt that. That's scary.
Yeah, it's like, seems like a good way to have it come all screaming right out of you.
No.
Yeah.
Want to
get
sick?
No way.
Oh. Oh, damn. I'm worried about my
Is Albert behind or in front of us?
Behind.
We think he's behind.
Oh,
Albert.
No idea. The group that stayed with Zach last
The guy who wears a blue hoodie.
Yeah. So yeah. I didn't see him.
He comes at 9:11.
Oh. Yeah, because I counted out with Zach and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you guys didn't see him.
He wasn't there.
He dead.
I don't know how you got.
Bye, LRAP. He's stuck in a hotel somewhere.
But it's weird. Like I've seen him off and on too. And some days it's like, I'm like, dude, I couldn't swear like you would hike a lot farther today. Like, where'd you go?
LRAP's a monster.
He just shows up out of nowhere.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I want to finish the trail with that guy so bad.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know, me and him have been hiking around each other for a long time. For some reason he loves me. He's just like, aw. Oh, crush, man.
Crush.
Like, oh, rap.
Marvin.
Yeah.
How old is he? 19?
19.
Yeah.
He seems almost younger.
Yeah, he's like...
Him and Yoda are very different 19.
Yeah, right?
Dude, I know I want to catch Yoda bad.
Oh, because I think we're going to. I was talking to him, and he's off trail until Tuesday.
Ooh!
Tuesday or Thursday. And then he's going back on at...
What kind do you want?
I'll tell you the thing.
What's Merkelville?
It's right after...
Marcusville.
It's after... Is it after 10 minutes? It is before.
What?
I just freaked out.
Nice. That would be awesome.
Not
well,
it was more
guy.
Him yawning actually. Oh. And then I was like, wait, that's so scary.
Yep. I love the fanny pack.
I know, it just works
it
so well, right?
So
I was just
good.
Thinking that. I was like,
it works so well.
It does.
Like modesty pack.
Yeah.
Just like.
Alright, guys. See you guys down
the road. Yeah, see you out there, man. I should put some sunblock on. Like on my ass.
Thank you.
I've, knock on wood, I'm getting closer and closer to eating shit, but I haven't eaten shit naked yet.
Oh, damn.
Once that happens, though, Hike Naked Day might take a turn for the worst.
This might make me sick, but I'm going to give it a go.
What are you eating that's bad for you?
Tomorrow, it'd probably be like...
Salad that's a few days old.
Yeah, it's a salad.
Should be right.
Yeah. You're a genius.
I can't believe I saw sage today. It was surprising.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I picked a bunch of it. Mm. Yeah.
can get that incense to keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's real or not, but I heard it is.
Yeah. Can I find lemongrass?
Ooh. Is there lemongrass out here?
I have no idea.
If there was, that'd be cool. I love lemongrass.
That's like basically what my...
The spring onion, that's a good move to spice up your food a little bit.
Every time we see it, we pick some.
I need to work on my foraging game.
I hear in like Washington, there's loads of good mushrooms.
Really?
But...
I'm always skeptical about picking mushrooms, just because like...
Lots of good berries.
Yeah, huckleberries.
Huckleberries! I love, I've seen a lot of mulberries, but not on trail. Mostly off trail.
There should be a lot of wild blueberry in Oregon.
That'll be nice. I love blueberries.
I feel like I'm half my, like, trail time, though, because I'll just be like,
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, it's just like, instead of walking, you're just eating all the time. Mm. Sorry about the show, Nick. You're getting it whether you want it or not. Gotta get hiking as quick as possible. It's cold.
It's such a ridiculous.
What makes it even better for me is like
comparison
when you finish hiking, you're gonna put that bar back on your face.
You know I'm gonna.
And I will enjoy.
I know. I was thinking about that too, though. I'm like, that's kind of gross, but you gotta live your life.
Sometimes you just gotta smell a dick.
Exactly.
But like, looking, you two are hiking out together. Like, that is right. Like, look at you two. You are wearing all the possible clothes. Like, you would not. I can't see.
I don't have any gloves.
All right. I'll catch you guys out there.
You got this.
Good luck!
Oh, that's funny.
Today's been a tough day. It's just been long.
It's hard. I'm finding it really hard to be motivated. Really hard.
Really? I feel quite motivated. Because this is like the last section of the Sierras. So I feel ready to like push through it, get it done.
Like I feel like I'll be really happy when Donahue's over, because I'm done with these big hills.
Yeah, I'm done with classes too.
Like, I've seen better than you, so why am I wasting my time?
Brutal. Butchering.
Oh, I got this thing, sorry.
That's okay, I'll just attach it. I think I've got the other one out as well. This next bit doesn't look fun to walk on.
Are you gonna wear spikes?
Do you have that river that you were talking about? Do you have
Rush Whip River. Yeah. Do you want me to send it to you? Have you got an iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Have we got comments
on
it?
No, I've got a little map that shows there's two alternatives.
Oh, cool.
Is it supposed to be bad, or did he just find them for...
I don't know what it's supposed to be. It's just...
Fast approaching the ascent for Donahue Pass now. Island Pass. I don't know. Didn't really notice it too much. I mean, I could tell when we were going over it, but it was quite a rounded hill, and pretty sure we had lunch at the top. So all in all, it was pretty relaxed. We've come down the other side of Island Pass now. And we're cutting through snow. I think we're about to start the ascent up Donahue. I think it's about 4 miles now to the top. And it's 25 past three. Longest day of the year though, so we've got bare hours until it starts getting dark. So I think we're still on point to get to where we wanted to get to today. It's been a nice afternoon since lunch. It's been very bright, very much in the snow now, crossing over snowy meadows and through snow-lined forests and things like that once again, just like old school
Sierra Times. Woo! Slippy, slippy. But yeah, we passed the, I think it was called a Thousand Island Lakes. They were beautiful. No, yeah, Thousand Island Lake. And yeah, it was beautiful. Definitely tons of islands out there, like tiny little land, like mounds. Ah, slippy. Tiny little mounds of land dotted amongst this lake, which was frozen, but with that turquoise blue rimmed edges where the ice was slightly thinner. We've gone over two small rivers, both of which have been absolutely stunningly like clear. Oh man, you can already tell this ascent's gonna be tiring. It's like darting between snow and rock. Try not to post hole too much. Yeah, I'm cutting across. Huh. I know, I'm cutting across. The path is just here. Sure. It goes up that way. Just cut across the snow onto some rocks just for a brief moment. Just to allow myself to walk a bit faster. Got a crush up ahead who is now fully clothed. I think most people who were naked are now clothed. They just started getting a bit burnt. It's been a busy day today. Coming across a lot of JMT hikers. That's the John Muir Trail. And whether or not they know it, they're walking on naked hike, naked day. So they've come across at least like 5 naked dudes on their trail so far. It is funny. It's just, it's a weird, weird moment when you're like walking along in the snow, you're trudging, you're looking down. You're tired and you look up and there's just like a white butt in front of you just making its way through the snow with you. It's kind of slightly motivating, but also you're just like, ah, every single time, wasn't expecting that. G'day, Mole. What you chewing on, girl?
Sugar.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. I was just saying about the hiking naked day and like walking along and then looking up and you just see like
strangest ding dong.
All that. I haven't really seen too many ding dongs. You seen a ding dong?
Well, actually, most people were covering their ding dongs with a fashioned loincloth.
Mm. Oh, creepy snow bridge.
Ah.
Okay, just gotta go for it. Molly's gonna hate this. Okay, going across. All right, I made it. Woo. Just taking some quick shelter and some shade. Oh, it's pretty exposed out here around Donoghue. I can see it now though, kind of. It's just slightly around the corner, but I can see the bank of it. It's not too high. Don't think we've got too much more to elevate. Probably a steep section at the end. But no, apart from that, it's not too bad at all. Winding our way around now. I'm excited to get it over it. That'd be nice. Because then, like Molly said to me earlier, once we're over this, it's kind of the end of our day. We just go downhill from there on until we find somewhere nice to camp, hopefully with everyone else. Yeah, so this is the last challenge. Once I get around the corner, I'll let you guys know what it's like, but I just thought I'd give you a wee update. It's so cool though, there's like these little pockets of rocks that stand out among the snow in the basin and like the bowl of this pass. And around those rocks, there's little clusters of very small kind of brown pined trees. Probably clumps of about, I don't know, from 3 to about 10, all just sticking around these rocky areas. Everywhere else there's nothing, just snow, but there's just like these little spiky clumps of tree and rock just pointing out probably, I don't know, well over thousands of different little islands of these things among the snow. It's awesome. So quiet out here apart from the flow of a river, which I can actually just see just down there, not too far away. Slight crack opening in the ice. Standing above a little snow chute right now. Nothing, not like a proper chute, sorry, but I mean like it's just a steep, probably, I don't know, 3 meter, 4 meter drop, which I have to walk down now. I'm most definitely gonna stack it. Wish me luck. Okay, let's see how this goes. Come on, sweaty. Actually, just decided I'm going to chat to you guys for a little bit. Why not? Do I sit on my butt and go down? I don't know how other people have done this. It's so steep. It's so steep. There's a freaking branch just like pressing into me. It's telling me to go down. Okay, I might just sit on my butt. Might have to. Oh, man down. Well, I didn't choose to do that, but that's one way of getting done. There we go. Steep slope complete. I don't really know what happened there. I like shuffled my left foot to give myself a bit more of a grip. And as I did, the snow that I shuffled it onto just gave way, and then it slid down. My left foot just slid down, and at that point I was just like, ah, screw this. You just gotta go with it now, man. Oh, wet and cold, wet and cold. It's not too bad though. All day today and at the end of yesterday I've been listening to this new audiobook that I've got called Shantaram. Oh, what a book. It's so good. It's so well written. The story is incredible. I highly recommend it. Find it. Shantaram. It's a huge book. 43 hours worth of audio. Cannot complain. Yeah, it's so good. It really has captivated me. Particularly on days like this where like it is beautiful, but it's not how do I describe it? It's not anything new. Like each scene is just the same kind of thing today, where it's like a rocky and snowy mountain cliff top, but not jutting up too high. To be fair, around the backside of this bowl is really nice. It's like really jagged rocks, like peaks, sorry, along this one section. No snow on the top of it at all. Just pure clean grey knife edged peaks just shooting up, all gathered together, probably about 10 of them or so, just shooting up with a band of like white layered rock about halfway up it, running through it like kind of like a lightning bolt down the side at a diagonal. It's really awesome. I love looking at the texture of the snow as well on the side of the mountains, where it's untouched all the time. The only thing that touches it is the sun and the heat. So it forms these like snow cups, which are all around me, and down on like the lower slopes, they're pretty big, but up on the slopes themselves, they form like little grooves running down the slopes, or tiny little kind of striation, like slits almost, which makes this really nice kind of almost like shark scale texture to the side of the mountains when you catch it at the right light. It's so awesome. Something that's still a mystery to me is every now and then as we're walking along, I come across red snow. But it's not like, it's not blood red. It's not like deep red. It's like reddish pink, almost like as if someone sprayed the snow with, here's some here, like sprayed the snow with I don't know, spray paint or something. It's that kind of fine, almost powdered, like pinky red colour. It's very strange. I don't know if it's like a pollen or what. But besides these pine trees, at least here now, there's not much other plant life going on. I'm not too sure what that would be from. sometimes it's like along riverbanks and there's like this red bark shrub. I don't know what it is, but we were guessing for a while that it might be from that, but like I said, I just came across a patch. Ain't none of that to be seen. God damn. It's crazy, you can hear it in my voice. Just how like the elevation can just absorb your breath. I suppose talking doesn't help, but I want you guys to know what's going on. About to come around the corner to see the pass itself. Oh, look, there's so much of that red stuff. What are you? It's like really fine, and then when you kick into the snow, it's like bright pink. Bright pink snow, don't know. I've always been told not to trust yellow snow. But what about pink snow? No, I never said that. Oh. The slopes on just to the right of where the actual Donahue Pass is are gorgeous. Like I was saying, they've got that little stream like grooves going down them, where obviously little bits of snow have tumbled down and like rolled their way through the powder. Top layer of powder. Okay. Here you go, I want to see the pass now. I want to see the pass now. Almost at the corner. Oh, people. There's people just sat here. It's German Jesus. German Jesus and a girl who I've only seen today. Don't know her name. They're just there. Okay. I see someone walking up. It's not that steep at all. That doesn't look too bad. It just looks long. So the line of the pass, or the shoulder of the mountain, goes round in a bowl, then juts down further into the valley, north, I guess. And the pass itself looks like it's just like one of the many ridge lines, or a section of the long ridge line that makes up that bowl. And it's not very high at all. I guess we've gained quite a lot of elevation today already. Should be easy. There's three people going up there right now. Oh, looks good. I'm excited. Excited to get up there and then have a look at the view and make my way down. The down's meant to be pretty steep, or at least equally as steep as this climb has been, which hasn't been too bad to be fair. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting down. We should be able to get down real quick. And then there's a campsite about a mile or a mile and a half down, which apparently is quite large with lots of tent spots, but that might not have all that many dry patches. And also when you're going downhill, you just feel a motivation to keep on going. So we'll see, we might not take that one, we might keep on going. Water is an issue. We need water for dinner. Got plenty of water to get up, but not much water to survive on the other side. So we need to go down at least until we find a water source. Anyway, I'm just babbling now. I'm gonna get on with this and get it done. It's done. Behind me is the line of people. You've got German Jesus, Funk, Nelly, Cricket, Tom, I think, Molly, Nick, Gilligan. Wow. Looking right down across the ranges we've come across. Snowless and snow covered. What a climb. It was long. Got to crushing that.
Woo! What's up, dude?
Oh,
That was long.
I know if you're gonna make it, take a nap at the bottom.
Nah, felt good. Felt good.
I'm not gonna lie, I just debating the whole way up, like, am I gonna make it to the top? Will I just put my tent out?
Dude, I know, and then I can like see people way up there, and I'm like,
long-ass way. Yeah.
Just put your head down and just drive.
Exactly,
like, fucking, just don't even look up. Like, just kill as much ground
just
as you can.
Do it, yeah.
I put on my headphones, and I was just like, I see Crush, okay. Well, I just try to catch him. Once you get to the top, it's all downhill.
Yeah. I keep looking back, too, and you're, like, keeping pace, and I'm like, fuck. All right, I gotta keep pushing. if he's doing this, killing it, I'm like, I can do this too.
Did I catch you?
I was fucking doing the opposite too. I was like, all right, I'm not gonna let him catch me.
I was like, just catch him, just catch him. Okay. I just like head down, just like barreling through it.
Yeah.
And then I see you stop. I was like, okay, stop.
Okay, dude, I know. I was like, I look back and you were killing it. I'm like, dude, I can't.
Talk to you, and I was like, oh, I can catch him now. Yeah. And then he took off. I was like, oh, shit.
That's
so funny that worked out that way.
That's how it always happens, though. I feel like that's the mindset. Like, someone's trying to catch the one person, the other person's
trying to
get
away.
Trying to run away. Yeah. Like, you know, just like also like trying to keep a decent pace.
Yeah. No one likes to be chased.
Right.
That shit annoys me sometimes, like, especially if someone's like right behind me.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, give me some space. Like,
yeah.
Just go in front of me.
That's like, I'll like try to like, if someone's like close or tries to pass me, like, I'll just wait like 5 minutes and just then start.
And then go, yeah.
There's just a little room.
But the worst is when like, I don't know, maybe you're going slow for a reason, like it's slightly uphill. So you let them go past, because obviously they're going faster. But then in any other terrain, you're faster than them.
So then you
end up chasing them, you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, can I go past? Sorry. And then you take a break and they go past you. And you're just like, this is going to be awful.
Forever.
That's how it seems like it goes.
Yeah.
I guess some days I just leapfrog people.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
Sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. It's just like, fuck, I'm like, okay. This is how it's going to be.
I just laugh because I'm like, damn, man, I should be past you by now. Put a jacket on. How are you liking the seal skins?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. Not too bad.
Good way to go.
Yeah. My feet are always a little bit wet by the end of the day, but it's like hardly
it's
anything.
It's warm at least.
Yeah, it's warm, yeah.
That's right.
Everything dries.
I have some waterproof socks. That's what I do.
I have waterproof socks. I just haven't been wearing them because, like, my shoes are kind of waterproof, but not really.
Yeah.
My too. But same time, like, it hasn't been to a point where my feet have been getting cold. You know, like.
Right.
For a while though, I was like, my feet were freezing. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I'd have to put the seal skins on.
Yeah.
Just to keep them ice.
Nice one.
Thank God.
That was a long fucking hill.
It was.
Oh, you're just like so
just
snowy
up
and just
up.
Fucking. I mean, it wasn't super steep, but
no.
It was consistent. It
did not stop.
Yeah.
In that corner, I was like, this is not gonna be so bad.
Yeah. It just went on for ages.
Yeah, exactly.
When I came.
Initial look, you're like, that looks alright.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Just keeps going.
It's mind game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little buddy coming over.
Yeah, dude, these marmots are
so many of them.
Hi, guy.
I had two digging a hole right next to my feet earlier. It was
really?
So, yeah, like literally, like, from, like, that, they were like there. Yeah, at first they ran away, and then I was just sat down, and then they just came out, and I was just like, okay. I'm just digging a hole by my feet. I was like, oh.
So majestic.
All right, man, just dig a little hole.
Yeah.
And the next one.
Beautiful. Another pass bites the dust.
I think this is the last big pass.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Is it? What about, do we go over Sonora or no?
No.
I think you go towards Sonora, but.
I think you take Sonora.
I think it's like the last big pass, you know? Like.
Sonora's not that big,
no.
Dude, look at this little fucker on the snow out there.
Oh, what is it?
It's a marmot.
Oh, is he just chilling?
I get his stew like experience, yeah. He's like, oh, those stupid fools on the snow. Let's see what they're doing.
Oh, it's that season again.
We don't get to 10,000 feet for like next
40 miles.
What? Yeah. Yeah, but they. Hence where there's all the rivers.
80 miles, it's all downhill.
That's amazing.
And Totem is dry.
Dude, how cool and like vast is this
big bowl? This is beautiful.
I know, I love this spot. Be a sick camp spot.
Yeah, there's like an exposed tent site near here.
Yeah, it'll be a little cold.
It'd be cold as
hell. Yeah.
You'd just be in your tent the whole time.
We slept perfect for cowboy camping. Pinchot,
yeah.
And Zach cowboyed.
Yeah, I heard that. He just cowboyed.
On Pinchot. Well, there's this spot where there's like three rocks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was amazed on how you guys camped up there.
It was so nice. Awesome. Yeah.
I think it was warmer than hiking down in the dark.
Yeah. Definitely a lot safer.
Right.
It was
so fucking
cool.
It was beautiful.
Every minute the sun went down.
Oh my god.
Just, just changed completely.
Such an eventful sunset. Like everything was beautiful in every direction.
Yeah. I can imagine. That is just way up there.
Yeah. It was like, especially like one side with so one color, and then you can turn around and see
the rest of the rainbow on the other side.
Yeah. I felt so bad walking up. I was like,
such a.
I put my tent directly in front of the trail. I had no idea. I was so sorry.
They were like pepperoni. Hey, I'm trying to be quiet. And they were like,
jump after it.
What? I was wondering if that's what was digging a cat hole. All right, I might push on to camp.
I thought everyone has a spice on.
Yeah, I know. It's slipping around anyway.
Yeah, I'm so fucking hungry. I'm like, if I go into camp, at least I can cook real quick.
I was so close to just.
Oh no! What happened to your snow basket?
The approach and hike on after that.
It's broken, no?
No.
No?
No, that's how.
Oh, it already has. Oh, okay. Sorry, mine are just all the way around. All
right.
Mine are different.
Where are we camping at? Like,
I mean, they're worse.
I think there's 4 miles.
I was in there, maybe at the bottom.
I mean, it's longest day of the year, really.
We've got some time. Yeah. All I need to do is I need water, and then I'm happy to camp. No, as in like for like cooking and stuff. So I need to collect a good couple of liters. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see all the marmots coming in?
Yes, they did. They're so
yes. They have the best life. Every time I see them, I fall in love with them more and more.
Yeah,
they're amazing.
Right? Like, why?
What's out here to eat?
Like, were you born up here? Did you climb up here? Like, what's your life story, man?
What do you eat?
Hiker food?
Yeah. Tom's pretzels, like, still.
Ooh, that sounds real good right now.
Where is Tom?
They are
like, oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Should give him some tape tonight.
Yeah.
But we didn't go there.
Where was that?
Mm-hmm.
Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe
marmot there?
That, maybe.
Well, we see here in Holland, marmot. It's nothing compared to hiking in the mountains
the top?
There.
Yep.
There were like, you saw like 50 marmots in one day.
We get to a top.
Shitting around on rocks.
Yeah, it's awesome. Isn't it? I keep on thinking it's like a switchback, and then I'm like, no, that's actual rock.
Yeah, I saw the.
That's a layer.
I was like, wait, we're going.
What was awesome. That one that you come onto the pass, and then it has that like that little hill like went up?
Well, I'm just actually kind of
like silver.
Silver. It's fuck that.
Yeah.
I got to the
what the fuck is this? And like, of course, PCT, we have to hit the high point.
Yeah.
We saw like a
guy coming up to us.
I
looked
at the topo and was like,
giddy? Oh, yeah.
On silver.
I'm making the right call then.
Yeah, that's right.
Ah, putting on a pants. I should do that just so I can go save.
Yeah, apparently there's some good glissades this side.
Doing glissading short.
You just gotta kind of hold them down a little. There it is. Oh, he's coming over.
Hello, Mom.
They're all over.
They are.
They're so chill.
Oh,
I think they're my spirit animal.
Yeah, they're just so cute.
They don't.
Your spirit animal is the turtle.
It like lays in the sun all day. I'm like, that's the dream, man.
You made it, Mom.
Yes.
Yes.
They're just they're rain plants.
I like how you're like, oh, one point.
Zip up so I can actually take.
Basically,
more,
somebody was like, oh, there's gonna be switchbacks, but.
Switchbacks.
No.
Just straight up.
Why would there be switchbacks?
Right here.
I think there's meant to be. Real life, there's switchbacks there.
In real life.
Oh, you need switchbacks? That was so much easier.
Yeah, that was way easier. Like, why would you need switchbacks on that, though?
It's not that steep, no.
It's weird because gut hugs showed it, like, super.
I know. I was all psyched out for it. Is this not the top?
Well, maybe. I don't know, maybe without the snow it's pretty steep.
Maybe it's like 20 feet of snow.
Yeah, it's like smoothed it off.
I think it might have done actually.
Might have done.
Oh my gosh, still helped us?
No way.
Oh. Look at that bowl, that's
man,
awesome.
Those cops are a motherfucker. Like, you can't tell that they're. There was some big fucking sun cups.
Yeah.
Kind of before you got through here, it was like. There's some deep.
Yeah, huge ones.
You feel like you're falling and you can't get out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate those
things. You're really thankful for the path.
Yo.
Hey, Ricky.
Hello. That bar looks nice. What's that?
It's a trail nugget.
Shoes, right?
Trail nugget.
You have such interesting things.
Tom hates them.
Really?
I think they're kind of good.
What is it?
They look nice.
They look good.
Trail nugget.
Trail nuggets.
Yeah, you can have some.
That's
like,
crazy.
No, not good.
Never tried one, but it just sounds
weird. It's a funny name.
Chocolate oranges.
Right.
That you get at Christmas. I don't know why, because it has beets. And seriously,
yeah.
Berries and orange in it, but to me it tastes like a chocolate belly. Orange, and I don't know.
That's weird. Terry's chocolate orange.
Where did the. Oh. I don't think we're quite at the highest point, but we're pretty much there, whatever.
Oh no.
We'll just drop
it's
down.
Over there, those rocks.
Oh.
Thanks.
Ah.
We have to go over those rocks?
Yeah, and then down the other side.
I'm just going to find the lowest point and go over that.
But like, we'll look how close we are to the, like, the top
screen
point.
Is black.
I forgot to coat soak
my leg. My leg.
I know, wait, I think the sun's turned off.
We gotta walk up that way, huh?
Huh?
We gotta walk up that way?
Well, we don't have to. You can just drop down. We're at the top. It doesn't matter.
There we go.
I'll tell PCTA that you can do that.
Yeah.
Black, you skip 10 feet.
Oh, that's nothing.
Pretty cool. We're basically
flat. We're teetering on the very edge of the top.
We're just gonna have a nice view.
And this trail doesn't count.
What's
so
bad?
There is no trail.
No, no, no.
Half the time.
Oh, man. Yay!
Yay!
40 miles of downhill and flat! 40.
Yeah.
40?
Yeah.
Like,
really?
20.
I thought it was 40 miles below 10,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We haven't had that for a while.
No, it's still a bit like that, isn't it? But it's like 20.
Like flat.
Yeah.
I think things
that we can deal with easy.
There's still a lot of snow bridges going over.
Huh?
There were still quite a few.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
top yeah,
hit,
yeah,
yeah.
Because I heard all about Rush Creek and like
so
that.
Yeah, we were ready.
Yeah, we had double alternative
two
routes.
Alternate routes.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Thanks, courtesy of her dad.
My dad.
Oh. Oh, nice.
He found it, we had a map and everything, and then it turns out we just went over snow bridges. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
But we were ready.
I am always so scared of going over snow bridge, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah, I heard
I
you
know.
Yell earlier.
I like Josh goes,
one,
you go first, just in case I break it.
I just don't know whether, because it's like, it has to happen to someone, right?
Yeah, you know that one's going to be the one that goes in.
I always have to scream too, I'm like,
ah! I'm like, channel Legolas,
I
just like, light footage.
I just like run.
I run as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I try to jump across it.
Oh, you do the jump until you land in the middle.
Yeah,
it's more force.
I've done that.
So you should like slide your feet.
But if you're like,
you shouldn't go super slow though either,
do,
because then you're on it longer.
If you skip gently. Yeah,
I moonwalk.
I do that like when
I like
jump
the
weak part.
I always
yeah,
like
that's
try,
what
yeah.
I try to do. I try to fucking go like
oh,
long jump.
I agree.
But there are two on the way up where I was looking at.
Because the thing is, if it breaks as you're jumping, then hopefully it won't absorb all the energy, and you'll be able to have a little bit of spring to like grab onto the side.
Or you just go straight through.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that there'll be a little energy that like launches you into the sky.
You could like bounce over the piece that under the piece that's falling
yeah.
and land on the other
but
side.
But sometimes
of
when
it.
They're thick enough, if they fall, you have
like
a second
game.
Of floating ice before you're like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
You just have to react fast enough.
Like you'll fall through,
Yeah. I'm scared of. That's what I'm terrified of. Like your post hole in that
yeah,
river, where it's just it was like
yeah.
that thin.
I should.
You were camping like a mile past where we had lunch.
So you set up camp?
I don't know.
You might be back there.
He could be coming.
I think he's probably coming. He says he was struggling with the sun.
The sun, yeah.
With the sun?
Because
yeah,
he hasn't got glasses.
Yeah,
he's lost them.
Just no glasses.
Dude,
yeah, he lost them yesterday.
Oh, that's
ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
really is.
I mean, my eyes hurt sometimes with Bill wear glasses.
You need to make some fucking. Yeah.
You can almost just pull your butt, like you can see through your butt.
That's what he was doing, but he said he kept getting lost.
Like you look like a ninja turtle.
Stay behind somebody, you won't get lost.
Yeah, he followed us for a bit. But then he disappeared. Oh, that breeze has got a chiller.
So like there's Sonora, which is like that's not
but
Sonora
is
like
a
Sierra
Ridge. That is really pretty. Yeah.
Oh, I had some seriously cool like morning high.
That was so good. Molly just nice. Everyone's like paving a new, slightly new way. Just slightly longer glissade. Molly just glissaded down and did a jump at the end.
Awesome.
She smashed
jump.
It.
Yeah.
Here comes Nick.
Oh, look at Nick!
Nick is killing it. Oh! The face stopped.
I was like, oh fuck.
Are you alright? Yeah, yeah. That was a good
That looked good.
Going on!
She nearly fell.
We're like in the danger zone, right?
It's so
fast!
Good.
It's so fun! You got this!
Oh, I don't know how she does it in shorts.
Oh, damn, in shorts is gonna
stop. Oh! What are you doing? You maniac!
Depends on how it is, you know, like.
Why are you like running down?
Yeah.
I couldn't put my feet up. Nice, I'm impressed.
Go on, Nelly, kill it.
I tried.
It's so fun. When I went down, I did a jump.
Yeah, she smashed through where I stopped and was like, bah, boom.
Oh, wait, oh. Watch out.
That's Donahue Pass done. Still descending down, but we've done the main bulk of the descent by a couple of glissades and essentially running and slipping and falling, sliding down all over the place, mate. So good. We've got like 1.5 miles now to our camp. It's going beautifully downhill towards this. Like we've got this opening of just like pine forest, snowless valley, in the middle of which are bright green meadows full of water and rivers, which we're definitely gonna have to cross, but it just looks so, so beautiful and such, almost like a paradise. Donahue Pass done. That's the last, apparently that's like the highest, apparently that pass is the highest we're gonna be for the rest of the trail. It was just over 11,000 feet tall. Didn't feel like much at all, which was quite cool. But from here on in, we barely break 10,000 foot, I think, which is crazy. And it's just mad to reflect on that. Like, past couple of weeks, particularly that first week in the Sierras between Kennedy Meadows and all the way to Mammoth, it's just mad to think, like, for some of those days, at least 5 days in a row, it was peaking. You'd like start at the base of some pass and you'd peak during the day around 12,000, 13,000, 11,000 feet. Each day, day after day, you're up one of those peaks and down the other side, camp. Up another peak the next morning, down the other side, camp. And now to be done, the last of one of those passes feels brilliant. We do have Sonora Pass at some point, but it's hardly a thing. Mountain passes are no longer a consideration, and now it's time for the water to take over and for the river crossings to become our new challenges. Oh, it's been a good day. How many miles did we work out we did?
17.2.
17.2. Awesome. Smashed it.
Over two passes.
Two passes, one kind of river crossing, although it was just a snow bridge ting. Yeah, it's been an awesome, awesome day.
We're now at mile 933, which sounds pretty impressive to me. And we arrived at camp at about 8 o'clock. It is now 9:30. And yeah, everyone was like super tired after today, but felt super fulfilled. Sobo and Gilligan are somewhere behind camping, we're not too sure whereabouts. And because of that, the Yosemite crew, we're departing them tomorrow, but they won't be leaving camp until about like 11, because they'll be catching the opening of the road at Tulumi at 3 o'clock.
We've recently heard that Tulum or Tol, I can't even remember the way you meant to say it, Tulum Meadows is finally open, but only between the hours of 10 and 11 and 3 and 4 per day. So they're only open during those hours, so the rest of the guys are going to hitchhike into Yosemite Valley during the 3 to 4 period tomorrow.
Yeah.
But they have 10 miles to get to it, so they're going to have a line in the morning.
Yeah, which sounds pretty cool. We'll probably just have a normal wake up, no alarm or anything, and we'll say goodbye to them when we leave, which will be a sad thing, so we'll be gone from them for about, well, at least like 4 or 5 days. They might not be able to catch up with us until quite a while, so that's kind of sad to say goodbye to the crew, to the Pai Kai Tao crew. But today was such a good way and a good day to end it, like doing two passes together as a crew, lunching together, just kind of crisscrossing one another all day. It was just a nice, easy, big mile day today, with challenges such as snow and everything, but also like some really lovely parts of the trail where it's just like super dry and super like quick. And yeah, it's just been a lovely day, a beautiful day today as well, very gorgeous. And we are now nestled down, you can hear a pretty large river falling down somewhere just below us, not too sure whereabouts. And we are nestled down among the pine tree forests just at the start of this valley, which, as I described earlier, was just like jaw-droppingly beautiful and very bright green and full of flowing water and life. So tomorrow's going to be a nice day for us heading into this section, though this is where the river crossings all begin, but we've got plenty of information to be able to work our way through those one by one, I think. Yeah, and so the longest day of the year, the solstice day, comes to an end.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us, my guys, and my dudes, my dudettes, my lasses. And yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow morning. Much love.